Blog Talk Radio.
Strength to her mom, Lord. We speak strength and peace
and comfort right now to that entire family right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, as they prepare to lay their loved ones to rest, Lord. Father, let it not be a sad occasion, Lord, Father, but a joyous one, Lord, Father. For, Father, to be absent from the body, Lord, Father, is to be present with you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you and glorifying you for the peace and the comfort right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our carnia right now, Lord, Father. Thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing her through surgery, Lord, Father. Father, though we don't have an update, Lord, Father, we're going to thank you and praise you in advance, Lord, Father, for we know, Lord, Father, that you are the God that healeth thee right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her husband, James, right now, Lord, John, right now, Lord, Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as you continue, Lord, Father, to touch Apostle McNennis, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue continually flowing through and through her right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen her husband, Pastor McNennis, right now, Lord, Father. Father, as he stands by her side right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father. We take prayers not for granted, Lord, Father, when they ask, Lord, Father, for prayer, Lord. Father, for we know that prayer changes things, Lord, Father. And, Father, prayer is just communication with you. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for allowing us, O God, to communicate with you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Imani right now, Lord Father. And we continue, Lord Father, thank you, Lord Father, for the progress, Lord Father, in her, Lord Father. Father, children, Lord Father, suffering from strokes, Lord. 1 year, Lord Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, O God. We thank you for keeping her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her regaining, Lord Father, movement, Lord Father, in the side that had the stroke, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father, to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Logan right now, Lord Father. Touch him as well, Lord Father. Father, he's in need of a bone marrow transplant, Lord Father. Do it for him, Lord Father. Father, that's another young little child, Lord Father. And we holding him before you, Lord. Strengthen their moms, their families right now, Lord. Father, those that are there standing, Father God, and interceding on their behalf, Lord Father. We're touching and agreeing right now with them, Lord Father. Father, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenneth, Lord Father. Father, praying right now, Lord Father, for healing, Lord Father, of his body right now, Lord Father. You know what he's going through, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching Briston, Lord Father. Father, that had problems with his pancreas, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching him, another young child, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for healing it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, continue to touch his mom and his grandmother, Lord Father, that warring right now, Lord Father, for him, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, as we continue to touch and agree, Lord Father, with all those that ask for prayer, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. We continue to thank you for their healing, Lord Father. We continue to thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. We will continue to call upon your name, O God. We will continue, Lord Father, to trust in you, O God, for our healing, Lord Father. Father, we will continue to trust, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, you'll be whatever we need you to be, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being that comforter right now, Lord. We thank you for being that way maker, that burden bearer, that healer, that physician right now, O God. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for unity, Lord Father, as we continue to war and intercede on their behalf, Lord Father, touching and agreeing right now with them, Lord Father. Father, people around the nations, Lord Father, that hear the broadcast and touch and agree with us, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with their prayer list, Lord Father, that is of you, Lord Father, no other God but you, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching, healing, delivering, and setting free this day in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Root Roman right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to speak healing right now, Lord Father, to her intestines right now in the name of Jesus. And we say line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father, asking you right now to touch his throat right now, Lord Father. Father, and we said throat line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we continue, Lord Father, to hold them in prayer, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for working it out for them right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your supernatural healing, Lord Father, your supernatural strength, Lord Father, upon them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father, over my leaders, Lord, my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, right now, Lord Father, from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. And Father, I ask you to keep that shield of protection round about them, Lord. We thank you for that hedge, and right now, Lord Father, round about them, O God. And Father, we say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them, Lord Father. As you continue, Lord Father, to use them, Lord Father, in your kingdom, Lord. Father, as they continue to war on others' behalf, Lord Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to continue to keep them in your ark of safety right now, Lord Father. Father, see the blood right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that the blood covers, Lord Father. Father, everything good happens in that blood, Lord Father. And we thank you right now, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Over the airways, over everyone right now, Lord Father, listening or speaking, Lord Father. And Father, we cancel every assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening, speaking, Lord Father, on this broadcast, whether now or later, Lord Father, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this air today, Lord. Holy Spirit, take control today. Holy Spirit, have your way. Show up and show out as we speak healing and deliverance right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Praise the Lord. Amen again. We thank God, amen, for Sister Diane and that prayer. We thank God, amen, amen, because truly she is intercessor. Praise the Lord. Amen. She don't mind, amen, praying. Praise God. One will call on the name of the Lord. One that will pray, will get a prayer through. Praise God. Man, we want to ask you and you and you that is listening, praise God, on a continuous basis. Let's continue to pray ye for one another. Why? Because prayer is universal. Am I right? Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't stop, don't quit. You constantly hear me remind and continuously say that because, man, Jesus said that. You know, if Jesus had to pray, what about you and what about me? Come on now. Huh? And he was God Almighty. Praise the Lord. He was praying time. Praise God. I say it's praying time. Amen. We are living in a challenging, amen, time. Amen. Challenges is all around us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Paul said, you look to the left, there's trouble. You say you look to the right, there's trouble. And God knows, don't look behind because the devil may be gaining on you. Come on now. But you know what Paul said? He said, forget about those things that are behind. You know, God have blessed us to embrace and see. Amen. 11 months have passed. Come on now. And we are winding down into, praise the Lord, a year of 2022. Praise God. We hadn't made it yet, but it's winding down. We have a couple more weeks to go. Praise the Lord. And December the 25th is a day that our nation have set aside for our Lord and Savior birthday. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm going to celebrate. Praise God. I thank God for mine that the Lord give me. Praise God. Amen. And we love to celebrate ours. Praise God. We want people to say happy birthday. And we want people, praise God, to, you know, be with us and have a good timing on our birthday. Am I right? You know, if it's not a celebration or a party or going out to dinner or something great, praise God, you know, on your birthday. So we want to praise the Lord. Amen. We want to praise our God. We want to magnify him. We want to lift him up. Why? Because the Bible says that he brought joy into the world. And I'm glad about it today. Praise the Lord that he brought joy into the world. Praise God. Isn't there something about this time of year that like the atmosphere change? Christmas time, a time of giving. You know, like people have more generosity than ever. Ain't that funny? Come on now. Well, yeah. And let's do it a little bit more often. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Not all, but, you know, we have some that do it. Praise God. But we want to just remind you that our Lord and Savior, just, he's not only the reason for this time of year, but all 365 days of the year. Praise the Lord. Man, that we serve him, we honor him, we magnify him. Why? Because we serve our awesome God. He's awesome. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's everywhere all at the same time. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God for it today. Oh, we have a powerful speaker. We have a speaker for you today. Man, you done heard a prayer. Heard her pray. Now, praise God, she been elevated. Praise God. And she done come out the box. I'm glad about it. Praise God. Amen. Man, and she don't mind now crying loud and span not. Praise God. Amen. We had a good talk with her, praise God, and she have accepted it. Amen. She have accepted it. She know, amen. She wear many hats, praise the Lord. But let me give you a little thought. Praise the Lord for today. God's strength behind you. His concerns is for you. His love is within you. And his arm is beneath you. Are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. I'm going to read that one more time. God's strength is behind you. His concern is for you. His love is within you. And his arms are beneath you. Are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we serve an awesome God. See, now that tell you he got us what? Covered. Am I right? From our head to our toe. Top to bottom. Side to side. Praise God. Oh, we serve a big God. I want to ask you a question. How big is your God? Is he big enough to make you love those that don't love you?
Yep.
All right. I got one. Yep. All praise the Lord. Can you pray for those that prosecute you?
Yep.
Do all matter of evil against you?
Yep.
Huh? Is he big enough?
Yep.
Come on now. Oh, is he big enough? Praise God. That you can't get around him. He's low enough that you can't get underneath him. And he's high enough where you can't get over him. Oh, help me somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we serve an awesome God. I don't care how high you get. You yet got to be looking up to him. Oh, that's a message within itself. Oh, we serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. I like that. God's strength is behind you. His concern is for you. His love is within you. And his arms is beneath you. Are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. God is awesome, isn't it? Praise the Lord. And you know, I thank God for that agape love. That only he sent back from on high. Praise the Lord. He sent it back from on high. And his love is unconditional. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He don't love you if you don't love him. He say he rain on the unjust like he do the just. Come on now. Praise the Lord. And he's yet with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will. Notice he didn't put no name there. You're a whosoever, and I am a whosoever. I accepted it. What about you today? Have you accepted Christ in your life? And it's a good time of year to accept him, to rededicate your life. And if you do that, he'll show up and show out in your life. He's the same God. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He is God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is God, and he changed not. And he said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respected person. All praise the Lord. You know? So we don't have to dwell on our problems. We don't have to dwell on our conditions and situations. See? Because we without excuse. Why you say that, Bishop? Oh, I'm going to tell you why. When he was hanging on the cross, when he said, it is finished, all excuse went back with him from that point on. You remember the thief on the right side? It was one on the left and one on the right. And the one on the left was too high. He said, if you Christ, you'll save yourself and us too. You got a lot of bigoted folk, proud folk. See, don't want to humble themselves up under the mighty hands of God. But how many know that humble is the way that leads to salvation?
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
But the one on the right, he told him, hush your mouth. Told him to shut up. We deserve to get just what we get. We are sinners. We thieves. He said, but Lord, when thou come into your kingdom, just remember me. See? See what you got to say? That was a prayer. And the Lord put a leech on death. Stop dying and save the thief on the cross. Notice now, he didn't come off the cross and baptize him. And y'all miss me right there. And people say, I've been baptized. Notice what you're saying now. Been is past tense. But do you have the eels baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life right now? If the Lord shall crack that sky and come back to receive you unto himself, will you be ready? You're not going to baptize. Come on now. See? Thank God for the baptism. I'm not denouncing that. See? I believe in all of it. Jesus himself was baptized. But when he come up out of the water, the Bible said the heavens opened up. And the Spirit descended on him like a dove. And God the Father spoke from on heaven, say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Oh, y'all ought to hear me today. The name of Jesus. Oh, I thank God for it. It was the Father spoke about his Son, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How can you separate them? Oh, y'all ought to help me here today. Oh, let me leave this thing alone. Let me leave this thing alone. Let me turn it over. Praise the Lord to the speaker today. Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank God. Thank God for her because she wears many hats. And I look at her and she's faithful. You know what? And God rewarding her for her faithfulness. And she deserves the blessing from the Lord because she is faithful. She don't complain. She works hard. Praise God. And I ain't tell you what nobody tell me. I see it. Praise God. What she do. Praise God. She is an armor bearer. Praise God for apostle. Praise God. Amen. She don't complain. And if you need a class on pastors or leaders of a true armor bearer, you can call Sister Diane McGrath. She is truly one. And I'm just not saying it because she is here at Logan International Ministries, City of Victory. Praise God. She is one go over and beyond her call of duty. Praise God. In fact, she remind me on the servant that when Naaman had leprosy, and she was the one told the wife about if a prophet in Samaria that can heal your husband. See? She wasn't no preacher. She was a servant. And the woman told Naaman. And Naaman got all everything together. And he went to the prophet Elijah. And Elijah never did leave out of his house, out of his rocking chair, told him what to do. Go down and wash in the Jordan River 7 times. And you know she was standing there on the bank like Sister Diane do us. And she would turn flat-footed and she ain't going to back up now. And said the Lord didn't say 4 times. He said 7 times. And because he didn't want to even dip in it because the water was real dirty and real nasty. See, God said his way is not our way. Neither his thoughts our thoughts. But she was the one, praise God, told him. Said, now if the man of God would have told you to do something great, you'd have did that. Because you don't want to dip in this. He told you 7 times. God complete number. That was a servant. You know what? He obeyed. And when he went down that 7 times, he come up, he looked at his hand was new. All praise the Lord. He looked at his feet, and they were too. Oh, God, he was a changed man. Praise the Lord. See, when you obey, obedience is better than sacrifice. Am I right?
Amen.
See? You get a blessing. That's why he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, let me leave it alone. Praise the Lord. Amen. She is ready now. Praise God. She is ready now. I'm going to decrease and let the woman of God come. Praise the Lord. Amen. We had a good talk with her, me and Apostle. Praise God. And she accepted it. Praise God. And I just thank God for, because she's ready. Praise God. I'm going to tell you now, she's going to stay with the Word of God. And if you call her for prayer, she's going to tell you scripture. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. She is into the prophetic. God show her things now. Praise God. So if you don't want to, if you ain't right, you better get it right. You come and call here. Praise God and talk with her, because she'll sure let you know. And I thank God for her. Praise God. She don't take down. She don't play no games. Praise God. And she don't tolerate no foolishness. And I thank God for her. At this time, praise God, I'm going to bring to you, praise God, Sister Diane McGrath.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give honor to God, the head of my life. And I give honor to my apostle and my bishop, as well as my pastor. Before I come before you, I will pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord, I ask you, O God, to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord Father, be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord Father. Father, give your people the ears to hear, Lord Father, the word as it comes forth and the heart to receive it, Lord. Father, I ask you to use me right now, Lord. Father, show up and show out, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for what you're about to do, Lord Father. And Father, know that we take your presence not for granted, Lord. So, Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I'm going to come to you out of the book of Jonah. We're going to talk about Jonah today. How much of us today is a Jonah? Okay? My topic is, do you think you can outrun God? You know? Do you think you can outrun God? Because when God calls you to do something and he tells you to do something, that's exactly what he expects you to do. Just like when your parents tell you, you know, go make your bed, they expect you to go and make your bed. When you go on your job, you expect to do those people's job if you want to get a paycheck. You know? And I was reading it and I just laughed, because if some of us look back on our life, we would see how we operate as Jonah when God tells us to do something. So we're going to begin in Jonah chapter 1. It said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Now, God is telling him now, go to the city and tell the people to repent. This is what he's saying, telling him to tell the people to repent, because their wickedness is come up before him. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now I have one question. If God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, what make you think that you can run or you can even hide from him? you can't. He sees all, and he knows all. You know, so this is when we, today's people, when you look at it, I'm going to say in the carnal mind. We in our carnal mind will think that, hey, we can run from God, God telling us to do something, and you may not understand what God is telling you to do, but you're like, nah, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do everything under the sun but what God tell me to do.
Amen.
Okay? And God tell him to go a city. How much of us today, and I'm not talking because today people looking and thinking that he only used the apostle, the fivefold ministry, you know, the apostles, the pastors, you know, the fivefold ministry now.
Mm-hmm.
But God used who is available at that time.
Amen.
You may be your city that he tell you to stand up and say something can be at a family reunion. It can be at a funeral. It can be in a conference, and trust me, he can do it. Okay? He will interrupt service, whatever is going on. And if you've never seen it happen before, trust me, I have. He will interrupt it. And he, that person that he put there to say what he wanted them to say, they will say it.
Amen.
And they will say, thus say the Lord. You can believe it, or you can take it for whatever you want to take it.
Yes.
But when the Lord speak, he speak. And you know the word say, his word will not return to him void.
Preach, preach that.
So he tell Jonah to do something, and Jonah decide, hey, what the heck? Nope, I'm going to run. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. But listen now. This is what our disobedience does cause others around us. Say, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Now, y'all, when those waves kick up and come in higher than the boat that you're in, you know you're in trouble, right? Said, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Listen, unto his God. I only know one true and living God. But they was crying unto their gods. And cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Now, Bishop, there had to be the peace that he was in, that he didn't feel those waves coming by. What you say? He was trying to be Jesus under there. He was trying to be Jesus under there, you know. He said, so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Now, because your disobedience, the people that is around you is going through the same, going through turmoil now because of your disobedience. And I have learned that when God puts something on you, I don't care if you go to a root worker, a voodoo worker, a spiritualist. I don't care who you go to. They cannot take it off of you. They cannot. They could, as one of Bishop's famous saying, you can pray till your tongue palate fall out.
I know that's right. Come on here.
It ain't going to happen. When God says something, he means what he said. He means exactly what he said. So now Jonah is down in the bottom and he's sleeping and everybody up there on the top and they're just praying to their God and nothing is happening. The winds ain't calm. The sea ain't calm. The boat ain't even calm because it's rocking a storm. It is going and they throwing everything overboard to lighten it, figuring this going to stop the boat from doing all this rocking and it's not going to turn over. I could just only imagine. Let me tell you, my father is a fisherman. And I've been out there on that boat. And when the sea is rough, trust me, it's rough. Okay? So if they now fearing for their life, they calling on their gods, not the true and living God, because they don't know the true and living God, but they calling upon their God. And you notice their God ain't do nothing yet. So today, in your situation, who are you praying to?
Yeah.
Are you praying to the true and living God? Or are you praying to, you know,
Buddha.
There you go. Whatever religion, and I say religion because
that's right.
A follower of Christ have a relationship. We don't do religion. So what God are you praying to today? Are you praying to the true and living God?
Amen.
In no matter what situation that you are going through, are you praying to him? Are you trusting and believing in him today? Think about the situation that Jonah is putting other people in today. Sometimes we quit to say the devil this, you know, it's because of the devil and what's not to the other, Satan, whatever you want to call him. You want to give him credit. But let me tell you something. He ain't had nothing to do with this. He ain't had nothing to do with Jonah. He ain't had nothing that caused the winds and the sea to kick the way that it kicked. The word said that God, that the Lord sent a great wind into the sea and there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken. So you know that ship, right, was made out of wood. So you know what time it is. Just imagine that for a little bit. Okay? Now, the shipmaster came down and was telling Jonah now to pray to his God, right? We're down to verse 7 now. It says, and they said everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for who caused this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And that brings me to that thing that you showed me, and you asked me
right.
What it represents.
Right.
That just came back to my remembrance now.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, mm-hmm. but here it is. It talked about casting lots. They did not cast lots at the foot of the cross when Jesus was hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
They cast lots as well. And it fell upon Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Then said they unto him,
yes.
Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thy occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? Everybody, they praying to their God, and their God ain't doing nothing. And he down below, and he's sleeping peacefully, like not a care in the world. So they want to know, how is it you could be at peace and all hell is broken loose up in top? How? And let me flip it to you. You could be in the midst of a situation. I mean, everything is breaking loose, including the kitchen sink. And you're the one there that is at peace while everybody else is in turmoil. We just flipped the script now. Okay? What peace am I talking about? The peace of God. Remember, no matter what it is that you're going through, God said he going to fight against those that fight against you. And he will fight your battles. And he give you the peace, not of the world. He give you peace. Remember, I say, bring the word back to God remembrance. That's what he said for us to do, right? So, Jonah was a prophet. And the fact that in today's world, they would say, your boss give you a directive, and you decide to do it your way. He tell you to go east, you go in west. He tell you to go north, you go in south. You go in everywhere but where he said to go. It say, and he said unto them, I am Hebrew, and I feared the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made the sea and the dry land. That alone should tell you, you fear no man but the Lord, the God of heaven, which had made the sea and the dry land. Say, then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? Why you put us in this danger? Why you created this situation for us? We have no part in this. Why? For the man knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Now, Jonah just admits that it's because of him all this is going on. How much of us today can say, you started a situation, you started problems, how much of us will stand and say, because of me, this is said, this is done? Would you take accountability for what you've done? Or you will just sit there and continue to let the turmoil, the problems, the issues, all that, continue to go forward. You see, when they say there is nothing new under the sun, there is nothing new under the sun, because in every book of this Bible that you read, you can find a situation that you're dealing with, have dealt with, you know, you can find it right inside there. Because with Jonah, look at families today. Look at families today. One person plants a seed. And what happens? It spreads. It spreads. That one person that spread that seed, did they stand up and say, it's because of me. I said this. It was not so. And stop all the stuff that is going on. Jonah took accountability for what he had done because he disobeyed God. And God showing him who is God. That's who God, who? No, I tell you to do something and you're going to disobey me. This is a city that I'm sending you to. For you to talk to the people, for them to repent because of their wickedness, for them to repent. And you know, when I look back at Nineveh, when it said a great city, and I went back and I was like, okay, I learned that this city was built from the descendants of Ham, which is one of Noah's sons. And that's where Cush and Nimrod, all them came out of that line. And they're the ones that built that city of Nineveh. And you can go and look in Genesis chapter 10 and 11, and you will see about that. You'll see the lineage of Noah's sons and the lineage, of course, of Ham that I just told you about. And the fact that this great city, king and all, he is sending him. Can God send you today someplace and tell the people to repent? See, for when you repent, things change. Things change. But when you continue to do wickedness, your life is cut off. It is cut off. It says, nevertheless, the man rode hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. They're fighting against what God, stirred up. He stirred up the seas. He stirred up the wind. You know what it is? I know you all know what it is to walk against the wind. You're walking into that wind. As it's pushing against you, you're walking and it's pushing you back. You're walking and you're pushing you back. All you're doing is getting more tired and tired and tired, exhausted, till you just go ahead and just let it blow, with, you know, blow, because you can't do nothing else. You can't go nowhere. They are rowing, man, because they want to get rid of Jonah. They want to get rid of this man so that he can calm. They're fearing for their lives right now. You understand? And I know y'all would be in that same boat, like, hey, let's try, hurry up, get this person away from us. Then they say, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. They praying now to the Lord. Remember now, the one that created the God of heaven, which had made the sea and the dry land. I tell you, God have a way now.
Amen.
He have a way. So he say, so they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Now, why they had to call the sea her? But they say, from her raging. Peace. Peace came about. So you know, right? Their hands done tired. Their brain done overworked. Their entire body ready to collapse right now because, first off, they are rowing against the power of God. They are rowing against the power of God. And I tell you, God showed them who is boss. So now, they cast them over into the sea. They say, then the man feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Remember, they were serving other gods.
Right.
But you see, they see that when they cast him over, the God that Jonah served is the God that stopped all wind and sea from raging.
Amen.
Can they look at your life today? And people look at you, look at the way you live in, look at the way you carry yourself, the way you talk to people. If you say you're a Christian, they looking at you with a fine-tooth comb. And if they see no matter what it is that you are going through, your head is still held high, and you still praising God, and he is still working it out for you, though that you're going through all that you're going through, he's still working it out for you. They're looking. And when they look and they see this, guess what? They're going to come, and they're going to make conversation with you, and you're going to see exactly what it is that they're going through. And you'll be surprised that the same thing that you have been through is what they are dealing with. And they don't know how to get out of that situation that they're dealing with. And you are able to witness to them. You are able to help them to come through that storm and bring peace. Because you're going to tell them what God has done for you. So these men feared God. See, they made sacrifice unto him and made vows. It says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. Now listen, let me read that part again. It says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So if God created this great fish to swallow him up, why today people are so thinking, and wait a minute, didn't they not say the belly of a whale or whatever it is that I hear them say.
Mm-hmm.
God created, yes, he created all things.
He prepared that.
This was a special fish for Jonah. This was a special fish for Jonah. Not nobody else. We could just assume what was in the belly of that fish. But he created it just for him, just for him. And he was in there 3 days and three nights, my Lord. And how long when Jesus died and they put him in there? He was in the grave 3 days and three nights. Okay. And you just looking at this. God now is preserving him now. He have him inside there. And now he can't run nowhere. He can't go nowhere. now here at a standstill. Now you have to stop, and you have nobody else to turn to but the Lord. You can't turn to a friend. You can't turn to your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your children. You can't turn to nobody. Why? Because now God put you right where he wants you. This is your time now for you to think on what it is I tell you to do, where I tell you to go. Okay? You see how I'm going to put it this way. God put him in a timeout. That's what you put the children in these days when it is the you know. Jonah is in timeout right now. He in timeout right now, and he in timeout with God. Because now he got to cry out to God. He can't run nowhere. It said, we're on in chapter 2 now. It said, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the belly, out of the fish belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell cried I. And thou heardest my voice. You hear what you hear how he describes the belly of that fish? He said he cried out of hell. Okay? He said, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All the billows and thy wave passed above me. So he to the bottom now. He to the bottom. And all the boats and everything else is above him. So, you're in a submarine and you're down below and everything else is up ahead of you. Let me tell you. Again, I'm going to say, God created this great fish because everybody know that you can't be swallowed up by nothing and breathing there 3 days, three nights. So bring it into the spiritual form.
Amen.
It cannot be
break it down. Amen.
Natural. Mm-hmm. Elevate your mind to the spiritualness of what it is. Okay?
God prepared.
And when he prepared that fish, he was preserving Jonah in that fish.
Amen.
That was Jonah's time out, in that fish. Say, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Ooh, Jesus, keep me near the cross. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with her bear was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life, O Lord, my God. I tell you, when you in that place that God wants you to be, that quiet place that he put you in time out of, you're going to think about everything. Everything. So when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah unto the land. Now, you see, he was having that conversation with God. He was in the belly of the fish and having a conversation with God. You could be in the deepest part of your misery and you cry out to God, repent, asking God for forgiveness, and he will hear your cry. He will hear your cry. See, joy remembering the Lord and who is God. And God is no one to be played with.
Amen.
And this is why when people think that they can do you harm, remember the God that you serve. Remember the God that you serve. He said he's going to fight against those that fight against you. He will fight your battles. You do not have to argue with nobody. You don't have to pull a gun on somebody. You don't. You don't have to do evil to nobody. Once you serve that true and living God, let me tell you something. He's going to take care of them. Say it, the Lord. He is going to take care of them. You see, he can't take care of them unless they touch you. And when the word said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet, no harm, I tell everybody, I'm one of his anointed. Look at yourself. People is rising up against you and going out. And he said, pray for your enemies. You hear the word? When Bishop said, can you pray for your enemies? Can you pray for them that don't like you? And I'll be honest with you, at one point in time, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. And I'll tell you this. I have a family member that called me one time and asked me to pray for their sister. And I know the sister don't like me. And she said, you know, what was going on? And I said, okay. And I hang up the phone from her. And when I hang up from her, you know, you have to have that conversation with God, you know. Say, Lord, she called and asked me to pray for this girl, and she don't even like me. She never liked me, you know. And I was like, okay, Lord. When you have the God resting inside of you, the greater one resting inside of you, you have no choice but to do the right thing.
Amen.
You have no choice. And I repent. I had to repent. And I begin to pray for the young lady. And let me tell you how good God is. This person needed a kidney, and I forgot what else. God bless them, you know.
Praise God.
God bless them. And the fact, when Bishop said that, yes, I can pray for my enemies, I can pray for those that despitefully use me, and I can pray with a clean heart. I don't pray no wickedness. I don't say, God, seek them, or, you know, I'm glad they said no, because we got to be very careful on what it is that is coming out of our mouth. Because it's the life and death is in the power of our tongue.
Amen.
Whatsoever you speak, it's out there in the atmosphere. And it is waiting for that perfect opportunity for it to rise its head. That's why we cast down every negative word that was spoken, not just only out of our mouth, over our lives. and render it null and void. It fall to the ground to nothingness, and only God's word shall prevail. Learn to speak life into your situation. Jonah had the conversation with God. He repented. Before you begin to even pray, repent. Repent. That's what we ought to do. Repent first. Ask God for forgiveness, because we all have sinned. I don't care who you are. Say, we was born in sin and shaped with iniquity. So what makes us any different? Daily we sin, daily, whether in our thoughts, our sight, our speech, whatever, we sin. But do we ask God for forgiveness? Do we ask him for forgiveness? And then, you know, not only was I reading about Jonah, but I went and I read about the servant that had owed, you know, his master so much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and here it is. He forgave him.
Right.
He forgave him.
Yeah, he went
and then went out and saw someone that owed him.
And he gonna jump on
exactly.
Him.
But yet we want God to forgive us.
Right.
See, God said when he forgave, he cast it into the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
But we, as human, in carnality, you know what we say? I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't going to forget what you do.
Mm-hmm. You owe me my money.
Father, forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Let me tell you. You want God to forgive you for your sins and cast it out into the sea of forgetfulness. But you don't want to forgive somebody. You're going
to
tell them, oh, I forgive you, but I ain't going to forget. No, you learn. You learn from what happened, what they did. You learn. And after a while, you don't even, when you forgive somebody, you truly forgive them. You don't even, that don't even, exactly, it don't faze you. That's why, you know, we say no man is our enemy. Every man is our teacher. Okay, when they do stuff, you learn. You learn. See, Jonah learned not to play with God. He learned not to play with God. Hear what he say? And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. Here goes that three again. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
That's fast.
A day. Now, where Jonah was, remember now, Jonah went as far east, west, whatever, from Nineveh that he could. And it said it was 3 days' journey. So while he was in the belly of that fish, right, you know, God was just bringing him closer, right? Bringing him closer. And it says, so Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he causes it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything, let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? Even the king had sense. The king had sense. Say, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. Didn't prayer change things? Didn't the entire city became obedient to the word that was set before them?
Okay. God overthrew the city in 40 days.
In 40 days.
And that was all you had to say. He went through all that, and he said, say 8 words.
So it's trying to tell you, and this, and it come down from the king. It come down from the king, the head honcho of the city. Now, come on now. If, and guess what? They came on one accord. One accord.
Man.
And prayer changed things. Why? Because God saw their hearts. And again, when I talk about the heart, I'm not talking about that heart shape. I'm not talking, because that's not the heart of God. The heart of God is your mind. And whenever he talk about the heart, that's what he's talking about. Your mind. God saw their heart, and he turned. Nobody can say prayer don't change things. Prayer changes things. It may not change how we want it to be changed, because we want it a certain way and we expect God to move this way. Who is we? He created us, but we telling him how to do it. No, it don't operate that way. He knows all, he sees all, and there is no secret that you can keep from him. You may keep it from man, but man also have a way of finding out. Because be careful on who you tell and what you do. And don't complain with the true man or woman of God, because when you stand before them and they say, thus say the Lord,
don't question it.
And they say, this is what you have done, been doing, the word come for correction. Let me tell you something. Take heed to that correction. Don't get mad at the messenger, because they are the mouthpiece of God. Don't get mad at the messenger.
It's the mailman delivering in the mail.
But you know what? Suck it up.
Amen.
And get it right, because warning comes before destruction. God sees the path that you're heading. You think God didn't know that Jonah was going to do what he did? He knows. He knows everything. He knows that very little secret that you have keeping, that you're praying nobody don't know. You might be the very one to tell your very own secret. So you know what? Trust the God that we serve today. Don't be, you know, disobedient. And if you are disobedient, repent. Repent. It said, But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Now, he was mad. God sent him to do a work. He did the work, but he mad because God, you know, turned it around for them. How much of us today do that? Have mercy, Lord, upon us. I just say, have mercy, Lord. It says, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God. Now he knew who God is, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentance thee of the evil. He know who God is. He's merciful. And if he is merciful to a city, don't you think he's merciful to us? Don't you think he's the same God that did this here for the city of Nineveh, that parted the Red Sea, that shut the mouth of the lions and the lions then? That preserved Jonah, that preserved Joseph. I mean, yes, sometimes we go in through that storm and we get caught up in the storm, but then the God in you gonna stop you or send someone when they see how deep you are. Trust God today. Trust in God today. I just thank God today for this opportunity to bring forth the word.
Amen. Beautiful.
I thank God for each and everyone that received the word today. May God continue to bless and keep you. And though that you were disobedient to God, know that he is merciful. Repent. This is the day to repent, because no man, nor the hour, nor the time when their day is going to be called. Their name is going to be called. We used to say, here today, gone tomorrow. You're here today. And you're gone today.
Amen.
How would you be taken out? Would you be taken out praising God? Would you be taken out, you know, living for God? Or would you be taken out for the evil that you refuse to give up? Repent today. Let me tell you. What is coming, what is already here, many hearts going to fail them. That's what the words say. But you know, people, pray today and repent. Pray, intercede, be that watchman for not just your family, but for your neighborhood, for your city, for the nation. Join in on others in prayer today. Do that today. We all need prayer.
Amen.
No one is exempt. No one. We just thank God for the word. We thank God. So you know what? I thank God for every man and woman that comes on here, his man and woman that comes on here on a daily basis and giving the word. Because you know what? Sometimes the word is comforting. Sometimes the word is to prepare. Sometimes the word is warning. Whatever it may be at that time, do not look at the person that is bringing the word. They are a vessel that God is using to bring forth the word. people like to say, oh, that's just man. Well, guess what? God used man to do his work. So, today, be encouraged. Be encouraged today and know that God is a loving, merciful, and a God of many chances. When you're long-suffering up, nobody knows but God. So if the word been coming forth with correction in your life, warning in your life, please take heed to the word. Take heed to the word. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. You're on the air. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello? Amen.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on
the
air.
Yes.
You're on
the air. I just want to say good morning, and I just thank God for the awesome word through our minister today, a word of obedience, a word of correction. God is doing something new and different in this season, and his instructions is to trust and obey. And I thank God for allowing you to come forth and just to tell his people exactly what he needs for us to do in this season. And in the midst of it, like you said, even with Jonah, not only did he give him a second chance to go forth and do what he called him to do, but he gave him the grace to do it with. So I just thank God for that, and I want to pray over the word and come against any backlashing spirit, any backlash against the messenger. Father God, we just thank you for your word that was delivered intact. Father, I thank you for every listener, everyone that they received exactly, Lord God, what you have given your messenger to give us. Father, I ask you to cover her with your blood, and that no weapon that's formed against her shall prosper, that no evil come nigh her dwelling. We cancel every backlashing spirit, every intimidating spirit, every soothsaying spirit. Father, we thank you that your word fell on good ground, and it shall go forth, because you said your word does not go out void, but it shall accomplish everything that you set it out to do. So I thank you, Father, for your accomplished word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you, Pastor Daniel. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and click on that link. I tell you, if you want to hear it from the beginning, you can go ahead and visit our Facebook page today, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Facebook Live service. And you go to Logion International Ministries and just click on the service. If you do not have Facebook, you can listen on that very conference line that I just gave you, 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Till then, be blessed. Thank you.
on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Can I kneel down to pray? Pray, help me please. Instead, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
when I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way,
that's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah. Let go and let God.